Kumlan and Ablat Gemara. We're in the sugya of Abai Rava. If you did an Aveda, if it was affected or not, the Ava Mahani or not. We'll start with the bottom of the page of Hema Beis. But Hamana Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol, marriage an Amana, the Rachmana, or Tezid, Amana, Gruzal, Yikar, or Tezid, clearly says you shouldn't marry one, but it's not, yet we learn, Kamok, and Yash Gedushin. That every place where there is Kedushin, the Yash Aveda, and an Aveda took place, Havlad, Heulich, and the Achar HaPogum. That the child takes after the one that has the flaw, that means the child is a cholol. That means clearly that the marriage is effective. It's a raya to abaya, e ovid mahani. So Rava answers, Shani Hach is different, number cross. It's clearly possible, lo yechal ozar. Don't do it because you might ruin your children. So clearly we see that one, that the marriage is effective. And there's only one, the children will become chalolim. They don't become mamzerim. Because if the marriage is not effective, then the children mamzerim. But the fact that we call them only chalolim, that I mean the marriage, the Torah clearly indicates the marriage will be effective. Well, Abayi, why do you need chalol then? What do you need it for? Name a crow, lo yachal. Let the pasuk say lo yachal. Amai, by lo yachal, echad loy, echad loy. The two chalolim here. The Torah is coming to teach you that not only the child gets ruined, but the woman also gets ruined that she cannot marry a kohen in the future. We learned that to the Mizbeach, you should not make holy an animal that has a blemish in it. Clearly, don't make holy an animal that has a blemish in it. Anything has a mum, you should not be makarit.
Isn't he, he's married to
a bush,
isn't he regarded as a
cholol
also?
Only while Mishas Aveda, as soon as he divorces her, he's back to normal. The woman is ruined forever.
Yeah,
that's not a cholol. He can't do it because he.
But he's allowed to matamah.
Yeah, shas maisi. He cannot do any avodah or anything else. So now we learn how makdish balamun gam is bech, and yet so you're not supposed to be makdish balamun. You learn if you're makdish balamun is bech, after pishul lazi din avodah, masha also the animal becomes holy. Again, we see yovin mahani raita bayit to yuf to the rova kasher rova amloch rova shani hosan. It's different again. I'm across the pasuk. And what's the problem if you are makdish? Neder lo yirotza. Hashem will not accept it as a carbon. So we see clearly from here that the only thing the problem is you can't be makdish as a carbon. Rotzu lemarza mekadish kachi, but holy does become. Ula Baye, and according to Baye, so if the Loyam Baye who holds that he ovid Mahani, so what do you need a pasuk to teach you that? No, Ula Baye, either Loyam Rachman or Nelly Rotz, you know what, I told you how to say those words in Nelly Rotz, I would have thought, even Mitzvah Vikasha. Okay, I would have thought that, like me, I hold the ovid Mahani is effective, so therefore you shouldn't be Makdish an animal that's a Balmum. If you did, it's all right. And if you brought it as a carbon, it's also all right. Kamashalom, that's not all right as a carbon. Chiddush is that it's not all right. Not the chiddush that it is all right as a kiddush. But mekadosh t'minyan lebarabai is another aveda we learned already before that an animal which has no blemishes you're not allowed to offer it up to maintenance the base of mikdash. It belongs to the mizbeach. No, Rachmana, the Torah clearly said the dovet tasa oisai that if an animal has a mum, you should make it an adovet. So we say, what? Only a mum should go to kachah b'rekabayis. Zeh kachah b'rekabayis. But now we learn a magdish tamim in the b'rekabayis. So you're not allowed to be magdish tamim to the b'rekabayis. If he did, afa bishop loisaseh, even though it's a loisaseh, and masha osa osi, nevertheless, it belongs to the b'rekabayis. So we see again, he ovid mahani. If you add up all the questions, you see there are many more supporting rayas to abayi than to rava. And yet, most poskim will pass like you know, big machlek. The Rambam passed like a bay, and they wonder why, because Yalka Gamas are the only exceptions. And the Pashas, because even though there are questions to bay, the vast majority of questions in here are towards Rava. Mashi also asu, to you've the Rava Kasha Rava, I'm not Rava, says Rava, Mimokim Shinisrabu Balimumin Ligab Mizbeh. The same answer we gave before, which says, Nedlo Yerotza, come to teach you that a Balmum, you shouldn't have brought it up in Mizbeh, sanctified it, but if you did, it's Chal. Yisrabu Tmimi Lagabai, the same place teaches you, but in the same idea that but an animal belongs in Mizbeh, shouldn't go to Balagabai, is like an animal belongs to Balagabai, shouldn't go to Mizbeh. And yet we said that it's Kaidish, so too an animal belongs to Mizbeh, shouldn't go to Balagabai, but if you did, it's Kaidish. Says the motivated gezel stealing the lachmano. Says don't steal. But none be learned. A goyz leitzim if you stole wood v'asan kelim and you change it around, you made it into vessels of tzemba v'asan begadim or wool, you made it into clothing mishalim kishas gezela. You could keep the item itself and you just pay the value whatever it was at the time of gezela. So we see from here what that you can keep it oved mahani you stole and it's effective to use the rabba amlochar the rabba shani hasam. Again, it's different. Amar kros and the pasuk the heishik gezela asher gozel. What you have is only limited if it's the same condition as it was when you stole it. Kamasha gozel where you stole it. Well, the baya high asher gozel. The boy, what does he do? Asher gozel. He needs it for because the chayda the baya is effective because he oved mahani. What I need a pasuk for asher gozel al gezelish something totally different. In fact, this is what we had in Mara Maruba, the machlek is if Shini is koina or not. The one who holds that Shini is not koina holds. So what do you mean, Asher Gozel? The din is if you stole and then you swore that you didn't steal, it turned out to be your liar, you got to pay a penalty of a fifth. So Asher Gozel, Agzela Shaloi, if he swore about his own Gzela, Moisev Chaimish. But Agzela, anybody else, Ashel Aviv, even if it's his own father, ain't a Moisev Chaimish. He swore false that I didn't, my father didn't steal, turned out to be he was a liar, you don't pay that extra fifth. Why? Says Asher Gozel, only if you're the one who stole it. What about Mashkin? The Rachmon Matera said. Anyway, no, do Hegdish. Just stop there. If you swore false. So only if you swore.
If you goes with Bahama and the Bahama is Mashkin, you'll pay for that Ezekiel.
Yeah.
So what is it? Is that because you're Balabosa that day?
Yeah, you have certain.
So then I was effective.
The Tater made you responsible at the time. That you have you chayiv at everything in that animal, including onions and everything else, while it's in your shus. Effective means that it's mine, I own it. Effective only means I keep it. I don't have to give it back. When it comes to a mashke, in the Rachmanu Matera said, you shouldn't go to somebody else's house to take away his mashke. And yet, but none, yet we said if you did take it, if it's things, linen, these things that he needs, you bring it back to him at night if he's poor. And the plow he needs by day, the plow she's given by day. So we see that it's effective. So he said, don't do it. If you did it, you can keep it, but give it back at night, but take it back again in the morning. You've to the rabba. Because it says give it back about 10 times. How can you give something back 10 times? You give it back once. Is it I? The Tate is telling you, but you can take it home and then bring it back, give it, you know, back and forth. Ulabaye was a bani hoshet toshiv. Elav the Rachman hoshet toshiv. I mean, I would have thought, Isuda Avi Taki, you shouldn't have taken this mashke and Abi Boynedi Boylonedi. It's up to you whether I return it to the guy or not. Kamashaloni hoshet toshiv. You must give it back regardless. But interesting, he says, Chosel Lushachim. It's another Lushan and it's missing here. Talking about Avite. But he paid. What about paid? The Rachmana Amalisachal Paasot. The Torah clearly says you should not cut down the corners of your field. You should leave it for poor people. Because when you cut the field, but now you'd be learning mitzvahs pay. The mitzvah pay. The hafrish when I come. Ideally, you should mafrish while still growing. Like if you're come, you don't want mafrish from the come while it's growing. Yafrish when you bundle it up. Like if you're money, you still forgot to set it aside for the poor people from the bundles. Yafrish when I carry from when you pile it up. Actually, mircha before it was all fully ready. Because once it's fully ready in the granary place, that's when you chayv in maises. What about mircha? You still forgot and you let it pile it up and then you chayv in maises. Then what you do is maser. You have to give maaser first. And then you give the corner to the poor people. You have to once it's chayv in maaser, you have to give the maaser. If you don't give the maaser, the poor people think that they don't have to give maaser. You be machshel all the yidden. Mishmuel says af mafir benisa. Even if you turn it to dough and then you remember you didn't get payah, you have to set aside then. You have to buy clothes and say, but you achieved nothing. The Torah says, don't do it. And if you did, you have to still keep it to the bottom of the light. So we see, Yavid like Mahani, it doesn't help. It's different. I'm across in the Pasuk. Ozev Tazev is an extra Tazev. That's twice Tazev. Is you say an extra one. It says, only Legay Tazev Isam. You have to leave it for the poor people. It says twice. And therefore, we say that even though there was a shin in your hand, L'chayda Pidin, you should be able to keep it. But I want you still to leave it alone and give it to the poor people. But Rabbi holds says it's ineffective. So what do you say? Extra tazev. I'm to tell you, there's another time you have to leave it alone. And yeshlach aziv ached. There's another time you leave it alone. You don't give ma'isa as kazuv. There's another one similar to this that you have to leave it alone. The eiz is a mafke kamri. If somebody, we had this in the beginning hamanich. If somebody makes his vineyard hefke, and then the first thing in the morning he goes and gets it back. So we say it's sort of a ruse. It's not real hefke. Normal hefke you potter from ma'isa and leket and all these things. But here it's a ruse. ruse. You made a hefka at night, and then in the morning you took it right back. So we say, Hamafka karma v'hishkim l'vashachri. Woke in the morning, you batzeri, and he's cutting and harvesting. He's chayiv, yechayiv, and all the things, peded v'oilis, b'shikra, v'pey, yechayiv, everything. But potter min ha-maise. You're exempt from maise, because by maise, it does not say an extra tazav. By pay, it says an extra taz. I tell you that even in this case where it's hefker, normally you don't have to give him hefker, but this kind of hefker, taz, give it to the poor people. So this is the extra taz it's used for. I don't understand. Now that we've answered every question we've answered. But my plea, what are you arguing at the end of the day? There's no arguments here, but the question is only how you learn it out from. Is it because of the ruli of it, mahani, or because of a pasuk? So what's the machlekes? I'll tell you what they're arguing. Beribus ktutzik emiflugi. When it's a fixed ribus, I give $10 and you have to give back 11. And you shouldn't collect it. But I did collect it. Do I have to give it back? I'm the lender and I took it. Do I have to give it back? E ovid mahani, you don't have to give it back. And e ovid loy mahani, you have to give it back. And so machlek is not a blaz, I'm a blaz, a ribus ktutzik yaitz for the yonim. The yonim can take it out. Avak ribus ain't the yaitz of the yonim. What's the case of avak ribus? Even though we already had it before avak ribus, like tzadecha, drashi, it was a different case. Avak ribus is. I tell you like this: if you pay me right now for this property, it costs you $100. If you want to wait 6 months to pay me, then it'll cost you $200. That's called ribus. Why is it ribus? Because that means you don't have to pay me for 6 months. As if I'm lending you the money for 6 months, and for that you're going to pay me an extra $100. That's ribus, but that's called a vak ribus. Because real ribus is straight out loan. I lend you 100, you pay me back 200. Here it was done through mechira. So it doesn't look like ribus, it's only a vak ribus, which is ribus rabbanon. So a vak ribus, any H of the Yom says, real ribus, even if you collect it, you got to give it back. But a vak ribus, once you collect it, keep it. However, Rabbi Yechina says,
if you borrow the house for, let's say, 100,000 and sell it in a year,
that's profit.
Yeah, that's profit.
You don't have to pay me. If you pay me now, you're going to get a discount. There's all the shayla you have in all these stores. If you pay right now, you pay cash, you get a discount. If you wait wait a while, you have to pay me more. Is that called ribus?
Does it depend with the house for the exact position or not? In other words, if he delivers it to you in 6 months.
You have to think it through that. No, but you still have, I can't sell to anybody else. So you have something here. Do you think? No. Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He said, I thought even fixed ribus, I shouldn't have done it. And that's the machlek the Bai Rava. Amale says, what is the Bai Rava? Hasan beswara pligi. Hasan bekrai pligi. Bai Rava arguing beswara. Mashenkin by ribus. We're arguing the pasig. Over Yitzchak. What's Rabbi Yechon beswara? Why you cannot take back the ribus? I'm a crazy pasig. Beneshech, nosan. They gave it. Beneshech, v'tarbis, lokach. And you took interest. V'chai, lo yichi. Not letting the guy live. So it seems clear for me. L'chayim, nitim, lo yichavin. That by you taking the money, you took his life away. No way does it give you a life, and will take your life away. And nowhere does it say that you have an option of reimbursing. I mean, the person who took the interest will not live, and that's it. That's your punishment. You should fear the Eibishtem. And the Hashem, Lemoyden Vasativ, I gave you this Aveda, you better fear the Eibishtem. Abba the Shavan, you cannot give it back. Rabba Mahocha to Eivus El, this abomination, you should die, Dama Boyer, the blood, they took my interest. Again, so these are all your punishments, and that's it. It says in Tanakh, when it talks about interest, it says, "V'hoyle ben parit, you will give birth to a wild kid. Shayfech dam will be, he'll spill innocent blood." But also, and it talks about, I'll do one of these things, talking about interest. So, hukshem malveri, bring different psukim that shows that there is no tshuva for taking interest other than being punished. Bodily punished. Once you kill somebody, you can't do anything until you give it back. At malveri l'shavin. But, so that's Rabbi Yechon. That's nothing to do with E Ovid Mahani, E Ovid Loi Mahani. It has to do with some certain psukim that says there is no other option, there is no tshuva. And Nachri says, what's the svar Rabbi Loza? Why does Rabbi Loza say that you do give back the interest? In that pasuk where it says, do not take any interest, it says, let your brother live with you. That means give him back the money so he can live with you. Give him back the money so that he can live with you. Back to the original question. So what in the world is Abaye Rabba arguing? They're arguing whether Shin is Koine. There are different gesoys here. in Rashi. Basically, Rashi explains Shita Koyin means they're only talking halacha. Because in the Gemara Baba Kama, in the last Pedig in Pedig Shvi, we had a machlekes. Whether Shini, if you steal something and you change it, you're supposed to give it back or not. That's, and we'll say, Abaye, whatever, arguing, that's this very point. That Abaye holds that Shini is Eovid Mahani, so Shini is Koina. And Rabbah holds that Eovid, if you steal an Aveda, it doesn't help, and therefore Shini is not Koina. That's one. Another Pshat and Rashi is Shini means the answers. There's no difference in Abaye, Rabbah. The only difference is, how do we learn out all these dinim? Is it because of Eovid Mahani, or is it because of these psukim we have on the side? And then Lishnachrina, Mahani Shinui de Shininim. Rashi brings over here a very interesting thing which you don't normally find. Rashi says the Slish Nachrina is the difference whether you're learning Yerushalmi or you're learning Bavli. That if you're learning Yerushalmi is one Gersa, Rashi brings in, and you're learning Bavli, there's another Gersa. Let's continue.
So this one started this whole thing with Rav and Abaye creating a klal.
Yeah.
And then we narrow it down to be applicable just to one case.
No, according to Rashi's second shot, no case. Absolutely no difference. The famous Marit. And it's brought down in the Taz in Hira Shabbos, and it's a good money to remember. And really ask the question: so, how come we learn Gemara Chulin? If you shechter on Shabbos, there's a whole discussion whether you should eat the meat. Should eat the meat? You're having benefits from Shabbos with Moshegi. Somebody else can eat. But e ovid le mahani according to Rava, and according to most pasuk in Halacha like Rava, it's treif because the shechter didn't help. E ovid le mahani. If you shechter an animal on Shabbos, why is the animal kosher? And the discussion is only whether you penalize the person, whether or not it's cheder should be treif. So Marit gives a rule. He says, when does this whole discussion, this Gemara that we learned till now, I Ovid Mahani, or Loi Mahani is, if we're going to say Loi Mahani, it's no longer an Avera. Moshe, by Tmura. If we're going to say you didn't do anything, then you do an Avera. No, if you're going to say it didn't become holy, then you didn't do an Avera. So therefore, the argument is, is it better to say that nothing happened, so therefore there's no Avera? But where the Avera happens, regardless of whether we decide that you were... you achieve what you tried to achieve. But you didn't try to achieve. If it happened anyway, then what's the point? So by Shabbos, when you shechter, let's say you can say it's not HaKosh L'Shchita. So what? You're still going to be liable because you killed an animal on Shabbos. Shaykh Mishra Mai Mechaim, which is today we had the Gemara there. So you're chayv anyway. So what are we going to gain by saying Yilay Mahani? That's not the discussion of the Gemara here. In the whole discussion of what it is, wherever we say Yilay Mahani, then you didn't do an Aveda. If you didn't achieve anything, you didn't do an Aveda. And that's the question is, what do we do then? That's his club. Back to Gemara, you can say the argument of Abaye, like Mahed Ribis, of course Abaye, you don't give it back because you have Mahani. And the Rabbi Mahed Ribis, the Gemara can't be. But Abaye, you want to tell me that's the argument, Ribis Tutsa, but Abaye, Nami Sova, Abaye clearly holds, Mafkiri Tutsa, you do take out Ribis Tutsa, but they're going with judges. Some of the Abaye says, Hadin the Mesi, somebody lent his friend, and the Ribis part was, Arba Zuzi Ribis, the Ribis, you had to pay me back for Zuzi, and you went ahead, and you gave to the lender, in his place, Glima, a shirt, the Shavi Chamisha Baba. I owed you $4 for interest, I gave you a $5 shirt. So not only did I pay interest, I gave you even an extra dollar as well. He's Kim Mafkinim, and according to Abaye, when the Bezin goes and takes the shirt back or whatever, takes money back equivalent, Mafkinim, and we only take dollars, we only take away $4, I the extra dollar. They only gave him as a gift. And Rava says, Chamisha Mafkinim, and the entire five get taken away. My time, but the Ribis cost. The only reason why you got it because of the Ribis. So clearly, it's even me, the Abaye also agrees that we take the Ribis back from you. So they can't be arguing Ribis. They're arguing Shini Koina. So this is what Rashi says. This whole little piece is from the Yishami. Tanabon, and we learn, says the Bazi, call us by Mullah Yisakivu, anything that has a mum, don't be makri. Right? If it has a mum, don't be makri. Matam Belenda, what do you mean, don't be makri? What do you mean, don't be makrivit? What does it mean physically? Does it mean don't shecht it? Had a crowd on the mat that says right in the later on another pasuk like Sakrivu. It says if it has a mum, don't be makrivit, which means don't shecht it. Not all the Rishamu by the way, a bit later as well. A bit later as well. There's no Abaye ever mentioned Rishamu. El matam leime. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Called Baal Sakrivu. What does it mean? Baal Sakrivu. Baal Takdishu. Baal Takdishu in the first passage means don't be makdishit. I mean, I'll make it holy an animal that has blemishes for the Bedek Abayis. Mekan Amru, or for the Mizbech. If you makdish an animal that has a mum for the Mizbech, you did five Avedas. You'll do five Avedas if you bring up an animal with a mum. First of all, Shumba Tikkivu, which is Baal Takdishu. Don't go ahead and make it holy. Don't make it holy, number one. Everyone takes out the words Baal Takiva because we just said Baal Takiva means Baal Tashkitu. Baal Taknish, don't make it holy. Baal Tachit, don't shecht it. Don't spray the blood. Don't roast it. Kulay. Whether you do all the animal or part of the animal, accepting the blood, every one of them, every step of the way, you're even aveda. Now the Gemara explains the Braisa. You started saying im bal tashchot, if it means im bal takiv, it means don't shecht it. Had you umbul a mat, it's already written later on. Hechon umbul, what does it say? They now shecht an animal with a mum. The Tanya, we learn the next pasuk. Averes, oy shavur, oy chodes, oy yabelas, any one of these mumim. No blind, so a broken leg, any one of these mumim an animal has le sakivu. Says again le sakivu. What's the second sakivu telling you again? Domi makir matam. That's the previous pasuk. And then it says the pasuk, don't make a fire from them. That means don't put them as bech. Elu ishim, ain't the elu kulan. You don't burn the entire animal. Ratchet as a carbon oil. If you burn only part of the animal, how do you know tamalayim mayhem? Even a part of the animal, you're over. Zikas domi minayin. Hainu, if you sprinkle the blood, you're over. Tamalayim al hamizbech la Hashem. Sorry, al hamizbech. Says al hamizbech. If anything you do on the bech, which is sprinkling the blood, then the pasuk says la Hashem. What is come la Hashem coming to add? It says don't be makir. It says in the pasuk here don't be makir elul Hashem. So it says isha latin memas bech la Hashem. What is la Hashem coming to do? What's that coming to limit? So here we're going to say la Hashem actually comes to be marbet include. To include what a seir hamishtalech. That a seir hamishtalech also if it has a mum you're even aveda. The La Hashem, the Rabbis who says, when does La Hashem come to include? What Tanya we learned in another pasuk, it says, E, carbon, if it says only carbon, Shemayan, I would have thought, Af Koche Bede Kabayish, and Nikru carbon, I would have thought that even Bede Kabayish is not a set aside an animal that has a mum. Because if a carbon, if anything which is a carbon, you're not allowed to set aside Baal Mum, things that you donate to the Beis Hamik, to the Bet Gabbai, if it's an animal, it's also called a carbon. Shenikra carbon, we're going to have in the Pasuk, Matzah, Masach, never says, Venikra is carbon Hashem, Tam Leimer, and it says the Pasuk, Banakre with carbon Hashem. You know, when they went to war with Midian, they came back with all the booty. And it says in the Pasuk there that what, that will bring a carbon Hashem, and that was not for the Mizbech, that was just for the the Pesach oil maid. So we know that there's no the Pesach oil maid. So it's the door of the oil maid. That what harou the Pesach oil maid chayav moshus chutz. Only that which is suitable for the Pesach oil maid is ishkuti chutz. If it's not suitable to bring it on the mizbeach, ain't chayav moshus chutz. You're not over ishkuti chutz. Nothing to do with Bedek Abayis. So when we say don't bring a carbon outside the base of Migdash, we're referring to a carbon that belongs to Mizbech. Not a carbon that you donate as Bedek Abayis. Because it says in the Tanya further, only those things which are suitable to bring into the Mizbech. Oitzi anias elu, so I take out all those that have a mum on it. V'lo oitzi, but I will not take out poras chatas v'si'ir ha-mishtalech, the animal for a paraduma. Or the seir, the second goat that was thrown off the mountain on Yom Kippur. Why? Shehen Yeruhu Yin LePesach HaMayid. Because they are suitable. They have no mum. So they could be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. I would have thought maybe there I should be Eivish Chutichot. If I don't, a part of Duma has a special place to do it. If I did in a different place, you know, opposite, and so on and so forth, maybe I should be Eivish. Tamalayim La Hashem. That says La Hashem. Now what? La Hashem comes to exclude. Only those which are meant to be brought up as a carbon, not only to have no mum, but they are meant to be brought up a carbon mizbeach. Only those, if you date outside, you're over. So see, Hashem comes to restrict, to limit, and you're telling me before Hashem comes to include a sir mishtalech, shouldn't have any mum. Amar says, Rav, hosam in yonah dekra, each pasuk, you look at the context. Pesach, the El Pesach, anything that should have been brought in the base of Migdash outside Yechayiv, the rabbi comes to include. So then one says, La Hashem. Obviously, it's coming to limit it further. Lahoitzi, it comes to exclude a paraduma, even though it has no mum, but since it's not meant to be brought in his back, there's no isha of shchutichutz. Hoch over here, the isha lahoitzi, here it says here that if it has a mum, don't bring it on the fire. Lahashem, Hashem must be, lerabbis, to include. Even things, seir mishtalech, which is not reborn with carbon, don't make sure it's not a bamum. Lerabbis. Says him what I understand. Time with the cause of Lashem. The whole reason is because the pasuk is Lashem. That's how we know. Seir Mishtalech shouldn't have a mum. With Lemaisis Seir Mishtalech. Holoi Rabbi Kro Lashem. If you wouldn't have had this inclusive word of Lashem, have I mean I would have thought Seir Mishtalech Baal Mum Shapadom. You're allowed to have a Baal Mum because you throw him over the mountain. How can that be? Mechdi, we know how Yom Kippur works. The goydel, you bring two animals. One of them might end up to be a Karmel Chatzis. One is a Seir Mishtalech. How can you even think that you could bring a Seir Mishtalech a mum? How did you know which one will end up being Seir Mishtalech? You need that both animals should be exactly the same in looks and height and everything else, and you draw this lottery. So, and without the pasuk, what would you have thought? Rabbi Yitzchak, no, there is an instance where you can have Shem Shleach, where you can have a mum. You would have thought that would be all right. How? That it's not part of the lottery. When is it not part of the lottery? Rabbi Yitzchak says, let's say you already shechted the first animal, the chatas, and the blood is racing in the cup. And then suddenly the second animal dies, maybe chameda, you bring another one to replace it, and you attach it to it. There's no gavel anymore happening here. So we said, therefore, we would have thought, who cares if there's a mum there or not? That's why you need Pasuk Hashem, tell you know that even Shem Shleach needs to be mum free. Says the Gemara, who told you that? Nehi the Shambalev, true, we heard the Chanan Mitzi, Chanan the Egyptian, the Lai Havidichli, that what? You don't redo the whole thing again. We just bring a second carbon. Oh, but the Shambalev, maybe you bring two animals, you make a goyim between the two, whichever one is the one Shem Shleach we keep, and the other one we let it wander about to get a mum. Dilma Maisi Umagil, maybe make it, do make another goyim. So what do you need a posse for? Elo, Amar Abbas, Amar Abshimin, Father Abshimin, Tanya Abshimin says, Mace Echad Man, one of them died, maybe Chaveda Beloy Hagrola. If one of them died, you just bring another one and kill it and add it with no Gedul. So we would have thought, if it's ending up and throwing off the cliff, who cares if there's a mum? That's why you need Lashem Te, Yeshubin no mum. Divir Abshimin. Yeah, but now look, but who said a mum? Maybe a mum is all right. They look alike. Rav Amalei don't need that. He goes to human boy beyond. What happens if on that day after you made the girdle ready, suddenly you became a mum, and therefore the chila chaveri right away taking out the animal and you just swap it over. Salka dat kamin. I would have thought. And the second animal that you brought over had a mum. So I would have thought you didn't evade it for having a mum, but you can still do it. So that, I mean, I would have thought, l'chatchil, you have to be careful, obviously, because you don't know which one will end up being chatas. Since we know already which will be the chatas, just the other one, lucky, maybe there's no problem. Kamash, l'chatchil, that has to make sure there's no mum. Stop there.